Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast for today, Wednesday, August 24th, 2002. The Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast, like the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show, heard every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 on 97.1 FM, is brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, powered by Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 2289. Today on our podcast, we have a very special guest, not only none other than Kyle Lang from RE/MAX. Good morning, Kyle.
Making me feel special. Morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, and along with Kyle, we have Mr. John Cole, top 1% of all originators in the United States. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everyone.
And we have the host of the most, Harvey Freed, Capital Mortgage Funding, host of the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show, heard every Saturday, as aforementioned, 97.1 FM, 9 to 10. Good morning, Harv.
Good morning, everybody.
Good. Lisa Lawson, Becky Alley, they are out of town this week. They'll be joining us probably on the show on Saturday. If not, we will talk to them next week on the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast. So right out of the gate, Kyle, right out of the gate, we got to go hardcore. This is the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast. You know, we always ask the tough questions. Getting right into it, Kyle, in your market right now, as you see it right now, your perspective, there are all kinds of national perspectives going on. Inventories are way up, almost 30% from last year, all that kind of thing. We want to give a more local perspective on this. Tell us about inventory levels in your area, because it's different in every market around the country. What's going on in your area?
Yeah, so that's so key that you said that, because everywhere around the country is completely different. And there's some areas that are still, you know, they're blowing the doors off and they don't have enough inventory. We still don't have enough inventory, but it's not anything like it was between March and May of this year. I've been telling people, I think if you look back historically, selling a house between March and May of 2022 may have been the best time to ever have to list a home for sale from a seller's perspective. Right now, we're seeing a little bit of a slow up. If it's not priced 100% correctly, it may even sit for a couple of weeks, especially if you're above that $200,000 number. Anything below 200 is still moving pretty quickly and pretty close to list price. It's different, to use a word, you know, it's different than it was a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. We talk about it on the show, we talk about it in the office and amongst the real estate community. 90 days ago, it was a completely different market. 90 days from now, it's going to be a completely different market. So what, Kyle, for you, what's the current vibe like for you? I mean, what are you seeing? What are you feeling? What's the vibe like?
I'm primarily a listing agent, right? So I'm working with more sellers than I am buyers. And it's a little, sellers are a little stressed. They're a little panicked because they've been talking with their friends who have sold houses in the last, you know, year or two. And everyone's saying, oh yeah, we had 12 offers after one weekend and we had 57 showings and everything like that. And you're still seeing that in some instances, but not on every property like you were before. So some sellers are starting to panic a little bit. I think for buyers right now is a really good time to be back into the market because, I mean, I'll let you guys speak to this, but yes, we've had the rate increase, you know, since May or June, and but we're seeing rates kind of start to settle in a little bit, right? They're not jumping as much dramatically day over day to where buyers, they know exactly what they're getting themselves into. And I think we can trust as professionals in this industry, you guys doing this a lot longer than I've been doing it, that these rates will go back down again. It's going to happen. It's just we have to be patient and wait for it.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle. So last question for you before I go to the panel, because we have a very interesting panel with John Kolb and Harvey Freed on here. You're looking at, you know, almost 60 years of mortgage banking experience, but asking you going forward, just project the next 90 days for me. What kind of vibe do you think is out there, and what kind of being a listing agent, you know, what kind of feelings are you getting? What's the vibe in your area in the market?
I think we're going to see a lot more negotiating going to go on. I think a lot of people that there's going to be a property that's going to be listed at $400,000 and someone's going to come in and write them an offer for $380,000 and you're going to settle somewhere in between those two numbers. I think it's going to be noticeably less competitive from a buyer perspective, especially as we head into these fall months. You know, it's just, it's tr- traditionally, historically, it will slow up a little bit and it's going to be a better time. If you're a buyer that has kind of been burnt out a little bit by the market over the last year, year and a half, like now is your time to get back out there. Like, get back into it and just know, yeah, that 5.5% rate or that 6% rate that you're going to get right now, you're going to refinance that in 18 months. Your payment's going to go down and you're going to be better for it because prices are going to continue to grow. It's just they're not going to grow as, you know, crazy as we've seen some areas, 19-20% value increase over the last 2 years. You're not going to see that.
Yeah, that's interesting that Kyle brings up in that last point. You know, inventory levels might be creeping up a little bit, but that doesn't mean the prices of homes are coming down. They're still maintaining or going up. I'm going to bring in our panel now, Mr. John Cole, top 1% of all originators in the country. Getting back to the question at hand, John, what's the current vibe that you're getting in your market area, talking to your realtor partners? Is it any different what Kyle's experiencing?
No, I think it's very similar. I mean, in fact, you know, I live in the Royal Oak area, and I just spoke to an agent yesterday, a listing agent, and they said that there is 11 homes on the market in that quadrant that of a home that we have a buyer that's interested in. And that's pretty unique for this area right now over the last couple of years, because those homes are typically flying off the market. And, you know, fortunately our offer did get accepted, and it was one of the better homes. But, you know, the quality of home counts. And like Kyle said, you know, this is why we have Kyle, because he speaks truth and he speaks wisdom. You don't worry about the interest rate. You don't marry the interest rate. Like we always say, you're marrying the home, not the interest rate. And then when the rates do come down, we'll bring you back and refinance. You know, I have a guy right now, he's balking at some of his interest rates that he's seeing out there, but that's because he doesn't have that great a credit. And I said, look, get into the home that you love. Let us get you closed. And then when your credit fixed up, we'll bring you back, refinance you, and get you that lower interest rate. This isn't a permanent thing. So you got to just make sure you're putting yourself in touch with your team, like we always talk about, of trusted professionals, and getting the great advice.
Yeah, Harvey, you heard what Kyle said. Kyle's always informational, always educational, gives great advice. You know, we talk about it all the time. The market has changed. It's going to change again. It's not going to be the same market 90 days as it is right now. In your market area, Harvey, and all your realtor partners, everything that you're sensing and feeling, give us a sense of what the vibe is in your market area.
Yeah, I think Kyle nailed it. Inventories are starting to definitely pick up a little bit, but that doesn't mean you're going to be able to steal a house in today's market. The nicer homes are going to have the multiple bids. And then in those price ranges of the next buyer up, the 275 to 400, it's going to be multiple bids and the highest bid's going to win out still. The truth is, no home buying journey is the same. And we've always wanted to ask the question, is now a good time to buy? Would it be better? Well, that's an individual basis. If you're getting to the point where, as Kyle mentioned, you want to get those kids into school, this might be a great opportunity for you with a little bit more inventory on the marketplace and with interest rates still hovering at these all-time lows. I'll comment later about Kyle. I hope what you say, you know, it's only a temporary thing. Kyle says 18 months you're coming back to refinance. So Kyle's prediction of 18 months, if we can refinance this house in 2 to 3 years, that's going to be a good thing for a lot of these home buyers that are purchasing now.
Good. If we're going to get into the projection game, I'm going to save mine for the end on the refinance. But anyways, go ahead. We've got Kyle Lang here from RE/MAX. This is the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast. Today is August 24th, 2022. We're glad to have you. We're brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, powered by Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, Equal Housing Lender. 2289 is our MLS number. So, Kyle, you've been in the business for a while, as has John, Harvey, and I. And my next question to you is this. It's a two-part question. What is the best advice you have ever heard or given to somebody about buying a home? And what is the worst advice you have ever heard about a client receiving about the purchasing of a home?
All right. So, let me think about the best. The first sticks out to me. Like right away. So many times I've heard people say, Well, you don't need a buyer's agent. Just go work with the listing agent and they'll get you a better deal. You know who wins? You know who gets the best deal when you use the listing agent? The listing
agent. The listing agent.
They get the best deal. They're the ones that win. And I always equate it to this. And people love to, like, they'll argue with me about this all the time. It's the exact same thing as if you were married and you're going through a divorce. And I said, you know what? To hell with it. I got all these assets, all this stuff. I'm just going to use my wife's attorney. It's fine. It'll be better for us that way. It's the exact same analogy. Like, no, you need somebody that's looking out for you and working for you in that transaction. That's what you need. Best advice. Everything is fixable in a house. We see this so many times. You go through an inspection and something pops up and it could be concerning to someone. Everything is fixable. Anything can be replaced, can be fixed in a home. It's just, are you willing? Do you have the capability or do you have the money to be able to do that? So just because one person backed out after inspection over a house doesn't mean it's not going to be the perfect fit for you. And the other thing is, inspections are one inspector's opinion. You're going to have five inspectors all go to a house and they're all five going to tell you something different that's going on with the house and what should be a concern. So do your research, work with a team that you trust. And at the end of the day, like, get as much information as you can so you can make the most informed decision possible when you're buying a house.
That's wonderful. That's great. John Cole, what is the best advice you've ever given somebody about either buying a home or, since you're a mortgage guy, on a mortgage program or a specific mortgage program, or what is the worst advice you've ever heard in all your years, 24 years?
25 years. Going into my 26th, but the best advice is, just listening to your gut. You know, listen, there's so many good pieces of advice. I mean, whether it's purchasing or refinancing, but listening to your gut and, you know, getting a detailed explanation of what is the reasoning behind the suggestions that are being passed your way is always going to be the best advice. So, if you're not comfortable with the person that you're working with, listen to your gut. If you're not comfortable with the product that they're putting you into, listen to your gut and just, you know, and make educated decisions. The worst advice I've ever heard given, man, there's a lot of them. Anytime you deal with a company that all they do is sell the product du jour and they have rah-rah sessions about that product du jour with Magic Mike on the stage just pumping you up, you know, you got to just make sure you run fast. A lot of the worst advice are those negative AM arms that we used to have, or the interest only stuff that is now coming back around when it doesn't make a lot of sense in your situation. Make sure you are talking to your financial advisor, your accountants, about the products that are being offered to you and that they're going to meet your needs and specifications. They are not for everybody. So I know that's very broad and not as detailed as you probably wanted, Harry, but that's what came to top of mind.
No, I think that's excellent. I think that's excellent advice. I really do. And that's why we're talking about it here on the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast. We call it hardcore because we'll give you the hardcore answers to your hardcore questions. One of my hardcore questions, again, for Harvey Freed, to reiterate, Harvey, best advice you've ever given or heard.
Moving on. Beyond that, I'm going for it. Oh, well, the best advice.
Am I talking or is he talking?
Oh, we don't know.
Harvey, what is the best advice you have ever given or have ever heard in a mortgage or a home transaction? And what is the absolute worst advice you've ever heard?
Yes, all the best advice we give is all the advice I've been given for 30 years plus being a mortgage banker, learning the industry, learning the tricks of the trade, learning how people can succeed in home ownership, you know, financial planning and working with the best team, whether it be your real estate agent, your financial planner, your mortgage banker, your insurance agent. These are all the most important things you're going to do. And they're all connected. And I myself have made mistakes by not having those best people. So some of the best advice I can give families and young people starting off is to interview and find out who really is looking out for your best interest. I've been sold a bill of goods myself over the years, working with some different folks. And again, I think that's the most important thing is getting that professional team behind you. And Kyle, we'll go back to your prediction of 18 months. I'm going to hold you to that one. We'll be reminding you. 18 months, I'll be financially. Anyone buying a house, you give us a call in 18 months.
Yeah, in our next segment, we'll get into the interest rate update, what we see for the future. But right now, I'm going to give you the best advice and the worst advice I've ever seen or heard in the mortgage banking industry for over 33 years. The best advice I've ever given, and we'll stick to it, and what we try to go ahead and let everybody know here specifically is all mortgages and clients are not created equal. You have to do what's best for your individual situation. How long are you going to be in the house? How much money do you make? You should always go on a fixed rate mortgage unless you're going to move within 2 or 3 years, and you know that to be a fact. So it's not a one size fits all. And most importantly, you have to do what you can afford to do. This is, you're not an infant and buying a suit or clothes or pants that you're going to grow into. I don't want to hear anybody ever say that they're going to bite off more than they can chew on a mortgage so they can grow into the mortgage. I know there are a lot of companies around town, and I've heard them say it. It came out of their mouth that they said, yeah, take more now, because you'll be making money in the future. How do you know what the future holds? You don't know what the future holds. You have to do what's best for your individual circumstances and only do what you can afford. That's the best advice I was ever given, and that's the best advice I can ever give, is that we analyze your situation individually and we put you in the best possible situation for you and your family's success. That's number one. Number two, the worst, it's tied. It's tied between waive a home inspection, you don't need a home inspection, and what Kyle, John, and Harvey know to be true. If you have a home inspection and there are certain things that come up that are little flaws or big flaws, if you can reconcile them and you're okay with it because you want that property, case in point, 30 years ago, I bought my house. Yes, I've been in my house 30 years. I'm not one of these guys that likes to move, or I don't need a $5 million house or $2 million house or $1 million. I don't need it. Too much work. Not going to happen. Same house, 30 years. When I was going through my home inspection, there was a settlement crack in the foundation. The house was built 6 months prior, and we know on new builds, especially Harvey Freed knows this. How many houses have you built, Harvey? They're going to be settlement cracks around. Well, how about this? The realtor and the realtor's husband, who was an inspector, told me not to buy the house. I brought in a second opinion. I bought the house and I've been there 30 years. So once again, I'm not saying that's for everybody. I'm just saying I did my due diligence. I went around, I looked at it, and here I am 30 years later. It worked out for me. It might not work out for other people, but it was deemed just a settlement crack. So the worst advice is, Harry, don't buy the house. I bought the house, I've been there 30 years. The best advice is you got to do what you can afford to do and set your family up for success. Okay, moving into the next topic. This is a topic that Harvey wants to get into, that Kyle made mention of, directly referenced, that we all want to hear: interest rate update and where we think they are going. Where do we think they're going? I'm going to go first, and then I'm going to go to Kyle, John, and Harvey. I think I'm very passionate about this because, as John knows, when I go ahead and make predictions, or if I happen to once in a while, and I don't do it very often, bet on a football game or a basketball game, I'm going to put myself and my clients in a position to win. So it's really a can't lose scenario.
You both ready? Sides of the fence.
You ready? It goes like this for me. Kyle, Harvey, John, I believe interest rates are going to continue to go up. I believe they're going to go up through the remainder of the year. I believe that on the refinance front, yeah, people are going to be able to refinance, but I don't think rates are going to come down significantly for over 18 months. I've got the over on the 18-month thing. Now, as John will tell you, what does that mean? If they come down sooner, we all win. So what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go a little long on it. I'm taking a long view. I got the over on 18 months. If it comes back sooner, that's great. But the bottom line is that they will come around. We just don't know when. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to go to Kyle Lyons.
Well, first off, I don't think it's fair that the realtor is the one that got to set the handicap the amount of time. So I'm going to have to stick to my guns and say 18 months, obviously. But I do think that they'll probably continue to increase at the end of the year. That's what all the projections show. I think that, I guess, what I like to say is I think they've already made their biggest jumps, right? So we'll see small increases. We're not going to see these large increases, I would hope, and I think the consumer would hope for as well. But I think give it until, you know, get out of the first quarter of 2024, and I think you'll start to see them come down a little bit just with it being an election year. I think they're going to want to start getting money moving around again. So that's what my gut tells me is 18 months, and we'll start to see them.
He'll set the line at 18 months. Okay, he's at 18 months. I'm at the over, John Cole.
So how this goes, Kyle, is as soon as it is less than 18 months, instead of Harry admitting he's wrong, he's just going to come out and say, you're welcome.
Right.
You're welcome. You know, you're welcome.
Now go.
Right.
It was less than 18.
Right. You're welcome because now you get to refinance people a little bit sooner. So I agree wholeheartedly with Kyle says. A lot of the adjustments that are going to come in the remainder of 2022 are already kind of built in. We will still see small incremental changes, increases to the interest rate. But as long as the Fed does what the Fed is planning on, things typically stabilize and come back down a little bit. So 2023, not an election year, not a year where hopefully we have any big turbulence. I think 18 months is probably a good call. I'm going to go for the under just to be combative with Harry and, just always be on the other side of what he says.
Yeah, I know. And how's that? That's worked out for you. All right, Mr. Harvey Freed, we're going to set the line. The line is 18 months set by the realtor.
Oh, I'm pretty factual.
We love that.
Come in on today's
race. Harvey's still talking yet. I have not ended my sentence yet. And as, of course, Harvey is talking. Harvey, what do you think right now?
Well, I'm pointing to it. Right there is what it is today. And that's the important thing. August 23rd, 30-year fix. And what it is today is what's important. And what it might be in 2 years could also be important if you put down less than 20%. There might be other reasons you would refinance your house.
For those people that couldn't see or couldn't hear what you were saying, what is your prediction? Go ahead.
My prediction is that rates will be on similar to where they're at today over the next 24 months, and between the next 24 months and 36 months, we'll pray that there's an economy change and there's no war in Russia and other things across the United States that are going to affect our mortgage rates.
So Harvey Freed has the over.
I'll take the over.
Okay, there you go. All right, excellent. All right, there you heard it. The recap is, what do we think rates are going to do? Some people think, and this is the way it usually works, everybody. Just so you know, predictions work this way. Half people think they're going up. Half people think they're going to stay the same. Some people think that rates are going to come down sooner than later. I tend to think the other way. But here we are. We're at 50%. We're a 50-50 shot. That's pretty awesome, and I like that. That is a little short snapshot in time. Also, last but certainly not least, to wrap this up, we will have Kyle Lang as part of a VIP panel on September 15th at Fifth Avenue in Royal Oak. We are going to have an informational session. It's going to be fun. It's a VIP event. If you're not going to be there, you need to be there if you're a realtor or a real estate professional, if you're an inspector, an appraiser, even a tax assessor. We'd love to have you there. That'd be a lot of fun. But it's happening September 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 at Fifth Avenue upstairs in Royal Oak. Kyle Lang is part of an all-star panel. We're going to get Kyle up on stage. He's going to share a lot of information, a lot of his expertise. And again, we're going to remind him that he set the line at 18 months. He's going to want to back off on that, but we're not going to let him. Also, we're going to have Mr. John Cole, Harvey Freed, Harry Glanz, Lisa Lawson, special guest. Also, I have secured not a moderator. We're going to call it a commentator, a well-known voice in the area for the last almost 30 years. He's going to be our master of ceremonies. His name is Michael Stone from 97.1. He will be our master of ceremonies so we can do what we do best, and that's talk about real estate, mortgages, and the business climate here in metropolitan Detroit. So, Sean Kolb, any last words for today?
I just on the radio show this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., 97.1 FM. Kyle will also be joining us there, spitting his knowledge. Hopefully Harvey can get his name correct and where he works correct this time. But Kyle Lang, RE/MAX Dream Properties, multiple locations, the head man in charge. Make sure you catch him on 97.1 Saturday, 9 a.m.
Great. Harvey Freed, last words for today, August 24th.
We're going to talk about that pocket, a little window right now, an opportunity to get those kids into the school district you want. I agree, Kyle. There's no doubt. There's an opportunity out there, less competition. Now could be your time to be a homeowner as prices are going to be way up next year, 2023 and 2024. So go buy now. Don't wait.
Good. Thanks, Harv. And last but certainly not least, Kyle Lang. Hey, Kyle.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to the show on Saturday. We're 10 days out till college football. We'll be another 7 days close or 7 days out on Saturday. So, hope everyone has a good rest of the week. We'll see everyone Saturday.
Go green. Well,
I appreciate all of you. I appreciate you, Kyle Lang, for all your honesty, your information, the educational process you put everybody through. We love that about you. And thank you very much. Looking forward to having you on the show this Saturday, 97.1 FM from 9 to 10. Sean Kolb, always a pleasure. Mr. Harvey Freed, thank you for being on. And for our producer, director, Roberta Beauchesne, in the booth, easy for me to say. This is Harry Glanz for the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast today, August 24th, 2022. We'll see you soon.